Tes Zayin Adar, Thursday the 12th of March, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, a chizuk for Bedikas Chometz.
Wow.
Well, Shloshim Yom Kodesh Mechat and all that.
I think there's many more people going to be doing Bedikas Chometz, cleaning the house, than any other year. So we know Manishtano Hashono Hazeh Mikol Hashonim, and hopefully in the end it will be good. There's two ways of taking away the Chometz from the houses. Chometz as in the Remez. The Remez to Haman and his band, the Yetzer Hara, his Merumas and Chometz. So first we'll just end off with Purim that we started with, and then we go to Pesach. I once had a friend in Yeshiva who told me on Purim to say Parshas Haman. He told me it's called Parshas Haman. So obviously, Betmimus, I started saying it until I realized it's talking about the Mon. But as I grew a little older, I found the Shlach HaKadosh that says, we all know Haman was, according to many, was hung the second day of Pesach. And the Shlach says, what's the Remez? Vayishbois Haman mimocharas. The Mon stopped the day after Pesach, second day of Pesach. So there's a Remez that Haman was hung the second day. So they explain that the Mishnah Schir says that the countdown of the Sefirah starts the second day of Pesach. So that's the Koyach HaTorah begins. If the Koyach HaTorah begins the first day, the second day after Pesach, Memela Haman disappears. Because if you have Torah, HaKol Kol Yaakov, Eina Yedai Medei Esov. That's also Pshat, says the Rabban of Kalin, Rabban HaGadol. He says that's Pshat, Mochoi K'soiv Zois B'Sefer, the more you ksav zayis b'sefer, the more you do Torah, the more you moicha zeicha amolek. That's also pshat or drush. Says Aruch Zaboisem, how Yaakov Avinu came to Esav and he bowed to him and he did all sorts of humbling, which Mordechai has to later be metaken and he loikom v'lo zor. And he, why? Because Yaakov says Tariag mitzvah shomarti. I kept the Tariag mitzvahs, but I didn't learn from his evil ways. And the question is, of course you didn't learn from his evil ways if you kept the Tariag Mitzvah. So he explains like this. Tariag Mitzvah Shomarti, I kept the Tariag. But V'loilo Madati, I didn't have time to learn. Because Mimai Savaroim was keeping busy the whole time. And the only thing that weakens the Koyach of Esav is Torah. So therefore, by Yishpois, Haman Mimachrov, the Koyach of Esav disappeared the day after Pesach when the Sefirah began. So coming back to where we started, a little chizuk on the Inyan of Bedikas Chometz, because as we said, many more people are going to be doing Bedikas Chometz this year. So let us be mischazuk. I just want to mention that this shiur is an Ilu Neshama for an auntie of mine, Esther Brocha, Bas Reb Arya and Chaya Rezel Reich. She was Nifta B'dmei Yom Meho. I actually never met her because she was Nifta very young. And may this be a schus for her. The Rif says that aside from making sure that your matzahs aren't chometz, you also have a special halacha to give a positive shmira. It's not just making sure there isn't chometz, there's an inyan to overwatch. For shmaratim is our matzahs, you have to put some extra input of shmira, even where it probably won't be chometz, we machmir and we do a little more. So the question is, at which point does this Shmira have to begin? At which point? Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nehi B'Dvarei. Amen. Ooh, that was a shtick of Hagola. Okay, it's not... By the way, Moshe Rabbeinu, coming to Tzitzis Mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu, you remember, he took the coal and put it to his lips. The Shach says it was Hagola. Yeah, why? Because a few drops dropped from Basya onto his lips. He didn't swallow them, but onto his lips he had to burn it away with the coals. So it says the Rif, the Shmiras HaMatzos has to be Mishas Ktsira. From when you harvest, you've got to make sure no water goes on, even though there's most unlikely to come Lidei Chimut to that point, but there's a positive input of Shmiras HaMatzos. The Rosh says it's enough mishas tchina, from when you grind it. The Mishnah Berurah says in Bi Halacha that l'hachra, even though it seems in Shulchan Aruch shas tchina is enough, the hachra is that if one is able, one should be machmir, that mishas of the harvesting, one should be careful, no water should come to the wheat. He also mentions in Mishnah Berurah that if the crop is in the ground still, but it has become dry, it's as if it's cut off. And therefore, if you're makpid on shas ktsira, you have to cut it while it's still moist. Because if it's dry and doesn't need the land, then it's as if it's off, and if it rains, it's wet. And you haven't had the shmira mishas ktsira. And therefore, if you're makpid to do shmira, a positive shmira mishas harvesting, it's got to be a harvesting of when we recommend you to harvest, and that's when it's still ripe and moist in the ground. Now, the Ramah says, in Siman Tov Chof Tes, we've just come off Matanos Levyonim, so here comes the Pesach Matanos Levyonim. The beginning of Hilchos Pesach, the first page you'll turn to when you begin, which is the reason why we start Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, is a specific halacha, mainly relevant to Hilchos Pesach, because there's so many halachas that we need to know in order that we do this correctly. So he says, there's a minhag to buy wheat to give to poor people the Tzorech Pesach. And note, it says wheat, it doesn't say to give them baked matzahs. What's pshat? So Mishnah Berurah says, as we've gotten dalad, in our countries, the minhag is not to give them wheat, the minhag is to give them flour. Why? Because when you give them flour, it's almost ready. Wheat is a kind of process, flour is almost ready. It's a bit mashmad, if you can give them a baked matzah, even better. Now, in the Shailas HaTshuvos Mishnah Schir, Chelek Beis HaMekuf Samach Dalet, that's Rabbi Socha Teichtal, he says like this. He says, in the name of the Chiddush HaRim, Amor Dikin Akuda, why did the Ramah say to give wheat to the Oni, and not a baked matzah? So he says, because we just learned, there's a special halacha to guard the matzah, l'shem mitzvah matzah, not just to make sure there's no chometz, an extra shmira, which we have a machlokes, which is either mishas ktsira, harvesting, or mishas tchina. Zogte de gewaldig, the oni also, we want him to do this mitzvah. Yes, someone else can do it for him, but of course he wants to do it how it's meant to be done. So he wants it mishas ktsira. He wants a piece of wheat. He doesn't want the baked matzah, because then he's missing on the mitzvah of l'shem matzah's mitzvah, to do a positive shmira, a positive input with a bit of sweat himself. He wants it. The Rosh says, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Samach, Siv Beis. The Rosh said, the Rosh was mishtadl b'mitzvah's matzah. Because mitzvah boy, yoysu mibishluchoy. He would go, it doesn't mean necessarily he made the matzah. You know, Rabbi Shaul Reisman, I heard him once say, he wanted to do mitzvah smila, right? So they learned beforehand a bit how to do the cut. The model said, you want to do it, you can do it. But I'm going to do a much better job than you. Because the father, you know, is a bit more careful, and he doesn't know, he's not a model. You want it done properly, leave it to me. I mitzvah bo yoyis mev shluchoy. Yeah, but if it's going to be done better by the shliach, then you give it to the shliach. So here's well, if, you know, you're not going to do it perfectly, you don't necessarily have to do the matzah. The Shulchan Aruch just says, be there. Watch what's being done, help a bit, and be mezaras the oilam. It's your matzahs. Why stand back and hope it'll be done correctly? Maybe something will go wrong. Watch it. And it's with all mitzvahs. People think, you know, my car, I need to make sure it's going to be done correctly. But my mitzvahs, leave it to the guy doing the mitzvah and it'll be done correctly. No. I want to see what you're doing. Yeah, let's say you buy a mezuzah. I want to see. Before you wrap it up, I want to see, for instance. Right? Because it's a mitzvah, something could go wrong, and it's your schuz, put some effort in. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh did this. He was mishtadl b'mitzvah, and he went to where they did it, and he helped. And the Shulchan Aruch finishes, v'chein roi l'chol odom la'asois, is correct practice for everyone, litofel hu ba'atzmoi b'mitzvah. He should be there on the scene, helping in the mitzvah that he's going to be mekayim, or on Pesach. So, The Mishnah Berurah speaks this out, and he says this is both for the positive input of the Shmir L'Shei Matzah's Mitzvah, and to make sure nothing has gone wrong. No Chometz has come in. Don't delay too much. Now, if the reasoning is to make sure you got L'Shei Matzah's Mitzvah, that's only your Seder Matzahs. What about Matzahs for the rest of Pesach? So first of all, the Gra holds that the whole of Pesach has, you're meant to, it's a Mitzvah to eat Matzah, so there's a certain element of matzah smits for the whole Pesach. But even without that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yisrael kadoshim heim, and they do the shei matzah mitzvah at least mishas tchina, or mishas lisha, for all the matzahs of Pesach. Not everyone's makbid on that, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And therefore, one wants to be there with all his matzahs to make sure, first of all, there's no chometz, and second of all, that he's done some positive inputs and put some sweat into the mitzvah. Says the Chiddush HaArim, that is why we give the Oni Chitin, and we don't give him a ready matzah. Because even Chitin, the Shulchan Aruch says Chitin, there's a shita of Kemach. Why? Because we want him, and surely he wants to have a chelek in the mitzvah of L'Shem Matzah's mitzvah. The Mishnah Sechir in this tshuva was asked by someone who was running a shop, and his wife was mutupul biyolodim, busy at home with the children and the running of the house. And he had a problem. He said, if it's a chumrah, stam amidas chasidus to go and bake the matzahs, I can't go, I need to look after the shop. But if you tell me that this is halachic, and it's something I must do, or very much should do, then I will. But you should know it's going to disturb the seder hayom, because no one there to look after the shop. Unless my wife comes, but then there's no one running the house, and it's going to be a great disturbance. And Rabbi Sacha Teichel answers him that according to what we've seen, the halacha of giving the oni is you don't give him a ready matzah, you give him wheat or kemach. Why? Because it's important that he toils in the mitzvah, A, to put a positive input into the mitzvah, and mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchoi, and B, to make sure that nothing goes wrong. Therefore he suggests that he should take the gamble, the risk, of yes, going to the matzah factory, and yes, asking his wife to take off for a little bit, although it was going to create havoc. He suggested that it's the correct practice to give up a little bit and put that effort in to the Shmiras HaMatzahs. The Hagos Maimini in Hilchos Chometz, Perik Hei Ois Tzadi, brings a posuk from a Mechilta, he brings it B'Shein the Mechilta. It says, Misharoisom, Tsurois, Besimloisom, Al Shichmom. They were holding the matzahs on their shoulders. Reb Nosson asked the question, did they not have any animals to put the matzahs on? They had plenty of donkeys. Why were they carrying it on their shoulder? The answer is, El Shahoyu Yisrael, Mechavavin, Es HaMitzvahs, Es HaMatzahs. Right? They were Mechavav, the mitzvah. And therefore they wanted to hold it. They didn't want to put it on the donkey. This was their mitzvah. I.e., they loved the mitzvah, even though it meant more toil, they loved the mitzvah. It says, Vayelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael, lelameid, that they got schar on the halicha and on the asiya, lefichoch kol odom yatriach ba'atzmoy v'yitaken b'matzahs, or the mitzvahs of Pesach. He says, you should put, the Mechilta says, you should put effort into these mitzvahs. In the Sefer Dinim LePesach, Chelek Aleph Oisravov, he says, in the Nes of Pesach we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoy ba'atzmoy came to Mitzrayim. Ani v'loy malach v'loy shliach, I myself. So if in all mitzvahs is the halacha of mitzvah boy, yoyshme b'shluchoy, in Hilchos Pesach, or the more so, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoy ba'atzmoy was ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy shliach, we should toil. We should put that effort into the matzah, into the cleaning of the house, whatever it is. Mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha, and by Pesach, by Kadosh Baruch Hu was matriach himself, all the more, we should be matriach ourselves. And we find this by the Korban Pesach, all the Eden came up to Yerushalayim, there was big tirchus, the whole avodah of roasting the Pesach, all these things weren't easy. But this is what they did. So therefore, let's just be Messiah so far where we're holding. We've seen the Ramah says to give chitim to the aliyim, to give it unprepared to the oni. The Mishnah Berurah said, We give flowers, it's a little easier for the Oni, but the Chiddush HaRim says, the idea is to actually give it unprepared, so he can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shmira. He wants to put positive input into this mitzvah, bein, to make sure there's no chometz here, himself, bein, to do the mitzvah how it's meant to be done, and that is what Klal Yisrael is praised for, when they hold the matz on their shoulder, that they toiled in the mitzvah themselves, and one receives schar for it, and this is very important in Pesach, because ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy shliach. In the Sefer Kava Yosha, Perek Peites, and this is also brought, the Erech in the Leshem, he says, at the time it is Mitzrayim, we know that the Mazolus and the Avodah Zorah of the Goyim had a great downfall. Right? The Leshem Shoiv Achlom, I don't have time to go through his Mahalach now, but he basically says, very different than the way we normally learn it is Mitzrayim, he says that if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have come out from Mitzrayim at that moment, not Klal Yisrael would have been stuck in Mitzrayim forever, Mashiach would have come. Because there was so much Kedusha going on because of all the Makkos, that there was basically such a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even Loi Malach, and even Loi Shliach, that no Avodah Zorah could have continued. No contradiction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have continued in this world. Basically, it would have been the end of all Tumah, and Mashiach would have come. To allow that not to happen, we had to zoom out Mitzrayim straight away. It's not the regular Mahalach, but that's explains it very nicely. One can take a look inside
more,
if he likes.
More than by the Yamsuf?
Well, yes, because it was in the Mokum HaTumah. Oh. So, he says, therefore, why did we have to run out? So Mashiach shouldn't come because we weren't deserving it of Mashiach. Mitzad Atzmeinu. He says, every year, when we come around to Pesach, there's again a certain breaking of all the Tumah. But the Tumah complains, are we deserving? Are we on that level of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is it right that we break every year at this time? So there's a Kitrug. There's a Kitrug at this time. Therefore, our Avoida is to clean away the Chometz. The Chometz resembles the Sitra Achra and all its bands. And therefore, when we clean it away, we're not just doing a Gashmistika Maisa. One is meant to have Kavona, to clean and internalize the message, nothing better than hands-on Musa, right? He says one should teach oneself and the women that when they're cleaning, they should say and think, like I'm cleaning this away, I'm cleaning from my neshama away, or I should clean from my neshama away certain averus, certain wrong practices, and this doing this all day, you know, it's a different message if you're scrubbing and you're thinking, I have to work on myself, I have to scrub myself. It's like similar to Karbonus. Ramban says that this carbon that's being shechted, it really should be me, and it's a kapora. Right? Same idea, one will have a whole different flavor in their cleaning when one knows that one is internalizing the message of cleaning oneself. Once one does that, and he distances himself from chometz, and it's in yonim, memela there's no kitrug anymore, and we're taka deserving of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as is true every year, and then we get whatever comes with Yetzias Mitzrayim, which I'll share with you soon. The Kava Yosha continues that all the inyonim of the tircha of the Chag of Pesach should be bahava or besimcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, Bahavo b'simcha was nisim geluyim, it was a time of Ahavo. It wasn't a time of din like Elul. HaChodesh hazeh lochem. This is a chodesh which is also Rosh Hashanah, it's the beginning of the year Nisan. B'nisan nivra oilom, or b'tishri nivra oilom. The Shlomo explains, in Tishri is a din time. It's a din time of nivra oilom. But the Bria of Chesed was in Nisan. HaChodesh hazeh lochem. This is where you can be zoicha easier than Tishri. Lochem, it's for you. Use this month for Avodas Hashem and to clean away the chometz, and you'll be zoicha b'din easier than in Tishri. So he says, Vahav of a simcha, that's the hanhog of this time. It's chesed. It should be done with the gishmak. And these are his words. Ulchein tzrichin Yisrael, lishmor atzmon, Klal Yisrael have to guard themselves, milev ragos, from an angry and grumbling heart. V'kol shekein shlo yiye riv u'matzo u'machloikus b'nei. Matzo also means to fight. There shouldn't be a machloikus and a fight at this time. One should try, sometimes hard, But one should try to use this time, besimcha, and realize this opportunity to clean oneself. And do it in a much lighter way. Obviously, there's no spring cleaning as well. It's a time to do what the halacha says. Everyone should ask their rav what the halacha says and not what the spring cleaning says. And do the halacha for simcha, realizing one is cleaning away in yonei hayetzer hara. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Tov Samach Sif Katan Zayin, b'shem the Arizal, one who sweats in the preparation of the matzahs is a tikkun la'avoin hachomu. The Kamarna, I think I saw once in the Kamarna, he says, it's not dafka baking matzah. All mitzvahs that have sweat, for instance, you're dancing the Sameach Chosam Vekala, is metaken on this inyan. Because whatever comes with sweat, goes with sweat. It's that's what he explains. The Peleoyetz, in Erech Golus, when he explains the Milo of Golus, he explains when one has to, let's say, fly away, even people going away for Pesach. Again, as we said, this year many are not, and therefore we have to be mitzhazuk in the inyan of the B'dikas Chometz, as we're trying to, because many are going to have to do it this year. But when one does go away, even if you're going away, he says, for business, but the mice are certain uncomfortable moments when one is traveling, even if it's for leisure. At those points, a person should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please count this as Golos. Golos Mechaperes. Wherever one is uncomfortable, he says, if someone is learning at home and he feels a steiger a bit better in the base of Medrash, so he goes, but he doesn't have his coffee there, like the same as at home, and his cookies, or it's not the same chair, and he's uncomfortable, you say, Hashem, you see, I have mevata on that, let that be mechapa. So he says, regarding Pesach, the same is true Erev Pesach, when they clean out the house for B'dikas Chometz, and they put the balabais bein tanu v'kirayim, you're not allowed to sit here, only in that corner. You're uncomfortable. He says, you should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, count this as a golos mechaperes. Anything uncomfortable. He also says, what about older people? They can't do all the B'dikas Chometz. Other people are doing it for them. Right? Where should they mitzaref in this? He says there were tzaddikim that when they brought the water for Mayim Shalonu, they couldn't go to schlep it. They stood by the door. And when they saw it coming, they came running towards the water. And that was their effort. Like we find in the Gemara, there was a Tano Amira. When he couldn't learn, he used to sit by the door so he could stand up for the Talmid Chomim that came in. That's the idea, to put whatever effort one can put in. The Rechaim HaKadosh says in Parashat Mishpatim, V'yot Tzachinom. Right? See, so his maramas, it's talking about Avodim, but his maramas like this. V'yot Tzachinom. When one's neshama goes out, who takes it out? Chinom. Who's the Chinom? The Yetzer Hara. And he says like this. I'll read you his Lashon, if I have it here. I don't know if I have it here. He says like this. Anything that comes for free is the Yetzer Hara. Plenty of tumma one can do in this world. It's for free or for very cheap. Anything comes for too cheap or for free and is all over the place, that comes from chinom, it comes from the Yetzer Hara. Mitzvahs cost, and they cost a lot, says the Rechaim. And they cost sweat and toil. And if you do it, then you know, if it costed you and it came with effort, then you know that it wasn't from chinom, it wasn't from the Yetzer Hara. But if it didn't cost you, as if it's daf design, and it didn't come with sweat, it came too easy, you should know it's from chinom, it's from the Yetzer Hara lens. And therefore the avoider of the cleaning, of all these tirchas, yes, it costs money, first of all, and it costs a lot of sweat and a lot of bother. But if it doesn't, it's from chinom. But if we do, then we should know we gain. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did this. Ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi shliach, mitzvah bo yoyim v'shluchoy. Do it b'hava b'simcha, like the chen and chesed that we saw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the chen and chesed that should be felt while we're doing it. It's not a time to be over anxious, it's to be done. Geshmak, the Torah wasn't given to be over nervous about. It was given to do correctly and not, with nerve. And it was given to do halachically. And then one is zoicha to all this cleansing of the neshama. This year, unfortunately, we seem to be going through a tkufa that we don't know where it will end up. And mi'et Hashem, it will end up b'toiva, and hachodesh hazeh asher ne'epach miyogin will be l'simcha, kein yishapach miyogin l'simcha, and be'emes chodesh adon nisan at times wonderful times for Klal Yisrael. And Be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim was Mavdil, Ben Abotim, with the what was Mavdil? The mitzvahs were Mavdil. The whole idea of mezuzah, we learned, the shayrish of mezuzah is in Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The Adera says that we learned the Yisoid of mezuzah started, you know, started with the dam on the mezuzah HaPesach. The mitzvahs are megen on Klal Yisrael. Dam Mila, Dam Korban Pesach, all these things happen. Some people used to put, we mentioned once here, on the shakai, on the outside of the mezuzah, there's no din to write it dafka in ink. They used to write it with the blood of Mila. They used to collect the blood of Mila, and they used to write the shakai. Yovei mitzvah v'yogein. Says the Rabbi Socha Teichtal, that the word Pesach, the Targum says, is chomal. Hashem had mercy on us, and he skipped out in the Yiddish houses. He says, how are you ma'oira every year when you come to Yom Tov? There's certain hashpos and oros that can come. How are you ma'oira the posach that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be chomal on the bote Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu should have mercy on us? How? He says, if you do the Ilchus Pesach, as a mistaf zain, ani veloy malach, ani veloy shliach. So the Yid says in retrospect, I'm going to do it, I'm going to toil, I'm going to do the mitzvah with sweat. He says, that is ma'oira Chomal, a mercy on Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is posach al boteinu, he has mercy on us, and may we taku b'zoicha to ach toiv v'chesed in the funa kol mechai.